Children would play in a place with trees and grass, and that would be called what?
A park.
Okay. And does park mean anything else besides a place where children would play?
Well, yeah, you can park your car, it's a verb.
So, but basically...
There's hotels in New York City, like called the Park Plaza.
Right. Okay. A geological area that is a low place in the landscape is called what?
A sink.
Okay. How about a basin? Would you call it a basin?
It could be called a basin, yes.
Well, what else could a basin be?
Well, I don't know of anything else it could be. A low place in the land, you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
A sink? A depression?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A gully?
Mm-hmm. A flat-topped hill in the desert.
Mesa.
Mm-hmm. And the alligators live in a...
Well, you mean domesticated, or you mean...
Wild.
Wild. Well, they live along the... Let's see, alligators, as distinguished from crocodiles,
mm-hmm.
alligators more of the dry land, but... if I recall correctly, and crocodiles live in the rivers and lakes and ponds.
Mm-hmm.
The alligators are more dry land, I think.
In Florida, they live in a place called Okefenokee something.
Yeah, the Everglades.
Mm-hmm. What is it? The Okefenokee is what kind of a...
Swamp?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see. A sharp drop-off on a mountain is called a...
Cliff?
Mm-hmm. And what is the plural of that?
Cliffs.
Mm-hmm. And can you explain the irrigation system, like how where the water starts out and how it gets to the crops?
Well, yes, in an elementary explanation, for example, if we're going to talk about local, in 1916. They finally finished Elephant Butte Dam.
Wow.
Which dammed up the Rio Grande River.
Mm-hmm.
And up to that time, while the early day farmers before 1916 had, if it flooded, they drained the water off into canals or ditches to water their crops.
Mm-hmm.
But the purpose of the dam was to block the river and then have controlled releases, so in the case especially of a flood, it just wouldn't all come down at once.
Mm-hmm.
And also as a protection against dry years, you might accumulate 3 or 4 years worth of water. The water emanates from melting snows in the Rio Grande,
mm-hmm.
up in Colorado or upper New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
As that snow melts, it turns into water and drains off into the Rio Grande and comes downstream to Elephant Butte.
Mm-hmm.
And then the water is released periodically. It was finished in 1916. And the farmers have, like they did in the old days, their irrigation ditches, and there's so-called ditch riders, or men who preside over the allocation of the water, so that you don't get twice as much as your share or
mm-hmm.
whatever,
mm-hmm.
or that you get your full share, and they open a gate and water goes off into a little ditch that they've been built
mm-hmm.
onto their farms, and the farms are graded so supposedly that the water flows over the whole farm. Which I guess it had to be a slight gradient down,
mm-hmm.
otherwise it all pool up mm-hmm. at the top.
Mm-hmm. That's a great explanation.